everyone. Welcome to PRPC's weekly online message, whether you're watching or listening. I'm Kari. I am the summer pastoral resident. This is my last message, so signing off today. And it's also our last message in the season's sermon series. And today we'll be talking about fall. Our text today comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Now, I'll only be reading the first 8 verses, and then later on in the message, I'll read verses 9 through 15. So listen now for the word of God for you and for me. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words, my mouth, and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Now, for the past 3 months, I have had the honor of living with a host couple, Nick and Valerie Vanilla, who are members at this church. Now, besides being amazing hosts, if you step outside their back door, you come face to face with a beautiful garden filled with perennial flowers. Now, as I arrived in May and think back throughout the summer, I can actually track my time here through the Vanilla's garden. So in the beginning of the summer, it was pinks and bright yellows that seemed to dominate the color scheme. Now this transitioned into oranges and dark yellows and purples and white. Every few weeks, another new color would emerge, and its blossom would inevitably find a new color would pop up, to my surprise. It was always changing and filled with colorful, surprising transition. Today is our last season sermon series, and it's fall. Now, fall is marked by a lot of changes. The slowness of summer fades, rhythms are disrupted, weather changes drastically. We see these transitions in the leaves and in our own daily rhythms. Now, as we've been meditating on for the last 4 weeks, life is filled with seasons. Life is filled with transition. We may see that most prominently in the week and a half weeks when fall arrives, and the leaves dress up in new colors before departing into winter. A season, fall, marked by change and transition. Now, while changing leaves is one thing, changes and transitions in our lives is another story. We know that psychologically, our brains like what is familiar. Change disorients, even if it is a good change. And this might bring even more disorientation when you know a new season of something good is there, but surprising emotions come up, or things in the past may look a little more rose-colored than they were when you were in the thick of it. Now, it's ironic to me that I came here at the start of summer and am leaving right when it is just starting to peek out a little bit of fall. I don't know about you, but I've been able to feel that slight cool breeze that makes me think something is changing in the air. One could say that my own personal and spiritual life is also like fall, as I leave you all for a new adventure. I wonder if any of you have felt the same at one point in your life, maybe even now. And so I feel these first eight verses of poetry in my bones. I feel like I'm the one saying the words. For everything, there's a season, a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pick up what has been planted. I'm sure you could insert your own litany of phrases. Maybe there's a time for health and energy, and there is a time of exhaustion, illness, and aging in my bones. Maybe there's a time for vacation on the beach, and there is a time of opposite schedules and disconnection in family. Maybe there is a time when it's been easy to worship and love God, and there is a time where it has been hard and grief seems overwhelming. Maybe there's a time for contentment in my relationships, and there's a time when I feel anxiety instead of security. Maybe there's a time of divided political polarization. There's a time of shared humanity. Now, I want to be clear that this is not a God-ordained list of permissible and acceptable things to God. Some of these seasons that the author talks about may actually make us feel quite uncomfortable, like war, a time for war, a time to kill. And that's just like some of the seasons in our lives also feel. Yet the whiplash of these antithetical experiences that we experience in life, they point to something deeply human. That we experience these seasons and that it can be hard to move from one to the other. In fact, this poetry uses these juxtapositions and opposites to highlight that unique part of humanity, that life is made up of transitions, even if it's a good transition, like a time of harvest, a new job, new school year, new family members. Their seesawing back and forth can be difficult. But where is God in this? Let's read the next few verses together. Verse 9 starts, "What gain have the workers from their toil? I've seen the business that God has given to everyone to be busy with. God has made everything suitable for its time. God has put a sense of past and future in their minds, yet they cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live. Moreover, it is God's gift that all should eat and drink and take pleasure in the midst of their toil. I know that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done this so that all should stand in awe before him. That which is already has been, that which is to be already is, and God seeks out what has gone by." The text says, "What gain do the workers have from their toil?" Now, Kari's version for us today is, "What gain do we have amid the disorienting transitions of life?" The author gives us a testimony. God sees the business and work of our lives. God sees the seasons we walk through. Now, like Pastor Amanda said a few weeks ago, this is not saying that God hands out suffering to people. God does not do that. And I will offer up the same invitation. If that is confusing or hard, please reach out to one of us to talk about it. But in fact, our scripture writer says, we are all confused why things happen the way they do, why these different seasons come and go. Yet, our text is crystal clear about one thing. It is God's gift that we should eat and drink and take pleasure amidst the toil, amidst the transition. I know that whatever God does endures forever. That sounds to me like a little Bible verse you may know, which says, the steadfast love of God endures forever. Fall, yes, is a season marked by change and by transition. But harvest comes at the very end. A time to sit at a table with your loved ones, to eat food, to relish in the joy and flourishing. That is the hope God has for our lives. It is joy that God gives as a gift, freely given because God loves you. In the midst of the toils of life, in the midst of the good seasons, the hard seasons, amidst the transitions of all these moments, God's love stays the same. In the midst of all of these things, God's promise is this: you have been gifted and charged with the task to live a life of flourishing, a life of joy and a life of love. Now, friends, coming to the end of this summer and beginning of fall, if you take a peek at the Vanell's garden, it will continue to grow and change. New colors will pop up and die back down. Now, recently, Nick and I were talking, and he said, talking about the garden, I'm not sure what's all out there, but I just try to keep it going. And that strikes me as a very profound way of talking about fall and transitions of life. Life changes, and we change, and we don't know what's always going on in our garden of life. Sometimes transitions take us by surprise. Sometimes seasons of change are exciting, and sometimes they're overwhelming. But as we go into new seasons of school, of work, of family rhythms, family dynamics, new jobs, I invite you to remember that even though the flowers will change what's in bloom, even though the leaves will change colors, even when it seems like it may be a time of war, a time of peace, a time to weep or a time to laugh, God's love stays the same. We will change. That's what the harvest of joy and love does to it, us. It transforms us, and to be loved is to be changed. But in the midst of the fleeting fall season, when the world feels topsy-turvy, remember that it is God's gift that we should flourish, even when things change and even in transition. Now, as we end today, I want to conclude with gratitude. Change is hard, and it can be disorienting to welcome a new person, me, in a leadership role within a worshiping community, especially for only a short time, like a summer. Thank you for your hospitality. Thank you for being a place to grow after seminary. and thank you for being part of my journey of becoming a pastor. I will forever take this place and all of you with me in my heart. God is with you. And I'm so excited to see what your next season of the church brings as Josh returns from sabbatical. Amen.